We played in Jack Trice. Jack Trice is a loud stadium, and I mean, they hold a lot of people. They got a big crowd. I mean, it's just, to me, it's just another stadium, another game. And you know, I'm going in there looking to play football, not play against the crowd. So, you know, inside this building, you know, you come to work, you ready to improve, and you know, you just go out there, and, you know, stay hard nosed. You stick with your guns, as you know, coaches would say. You come in here, you go to work, and you don't really worry about the outside world. When it's time to come on Saturday after the game, you know, that's when you know we'll let you know what happened. You definitely get that feeling of, all right, you know, when we get in tough situations, crowd's going, you know, be loud, they're gonna be into it. So just being able to know you're able to make plays, you know, in those type of situations, it's definitely like a confidence booster. I feel as though, you know, the crowds is going to be crowds, you know. It's tough to play anywhere when a crowd is giving it to you. But the confidence aspect, whenever you're able to make plays against that loud noise and everything, you know, you feel as though you can do anything you want. And that's just how, you know, I feel as an offense. Personally, I feel like I can make, you know, plays, you know, against a loud crowd. And I'm just going out there and looking to execute.
Offensively, you A, controlled the ball, B, not turned it over. How much is that just for you guys being a mature team that you kind of that is? Do you think that's a big part of this?
I would say that's just start, you know, every week, you know, Mondays coming in, you know, very detailed. We focus on not giving the ball up, and you know, we harp on keeping the ball in our possession. We want to hold that ball, you know, and run as much clock off while we in the lead. So I mean, it's just a effort of, you know, during the week stuff. And we harp on, you know, not turning the ball over, making big plays. And, you know, whenever we get our chances, we take them and we hit them. So, I mean, as far as that, just, you know, it's good being a mature team. You know how you want things, when you want things, you know, and how to do things. So it's good to know, you know, the whole offense.
How on target has Nate been so far this year?
Very on target. Yeah, he's killing it right now, you know. He's hitting a lot of receivers. I think almost every receiver that played, you know, got a pass from him, a completion, no interceptions. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, you're not throwing to the other team. I mean, that's pretty accurate to me.
Yeah.
As long as you don't pass it to the other team and you hitting your colors, I mean, shoot, you can't get no more accurate than that.
It seems like he always puts in the right spot, too.
Most definitely. He's good at, you know, reading defenders, how they're playing. So, like, if they're heavy outside, he'll put it on our inside. You know, if we have the outside, he'll give us a great ball on the outside. You know, he's very, like, detailed in his throws, and he makes sure he puts it in the spot where only he believes his receiver can get it. And if he don't have anything open, he'll throw it away. You know, and that's just something smart about Nate.